Well, the AFLW, and it got underway on the weekend. The Giants were in action against the Suns, and joining us on the phone is one of the Giants players, Tanya Hetherington. Morning, Tanya.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Not a drama at all. I'll start off. What did you think of the performance of that opening round from the Giants?
Yeah, well, it wasn't pretty, obviously, to watch if you were a spectator or if you were there in that teeming rain, but for us it was just great to get a round one win. We haven't had one in our history, so it doesn't matter, you know, how much you win by, as long as you get that 4 points. So, yeah, we're wrapped to actually get over the line.
Yeah, I saw where your coach gave you a bit of a spray at halftime, and he thought your defence was in all sorts of trouble. But then I looked at some of the numbers to come out of the game, and you won the inside 50 count 26-8. So that says to me that you dominated field position, but you just obviously couldn't score. And he was saying that they looked like scoring at every opportunity they had down there.
Yeah, it was more of a, there was a few structural things that we've been training over the off-season that we didn't quite put to practice in that first half. So it was really a slight tinkering with that, because I thought our field position was a lot better the second half. So it was just a really small thing that we needed to fix up. But yeah, you're right. The stats showed like a clear domination in that aspect. And to keep a team to 8 inside 50s, you take that any day of the week. So, you know, we're pretty happy with that. And we know just a little small adjustments, you know, we'll make sure that we'll get that right next time.
Alice Parker was dominant in the midfield. How is she taking her game to a new level this year?
Yeah, she is such an up-and-coming star. It's such, you know, it's great to have some talent coming out of the New South Wales system. And she's one of those players. She's, I think, just having a year in the competition itself, you know, for any new player that comes in, kind of finding their feet, what's it going to be like? I mean, she's had that last year, you know, second in the Rising Star. So I think for her, it's just she feels comfortable now when she goes out there. It's not really knowing what's going to happen. She can just go out and focus on, you know, her strengths. And, yeah, she's pivotal to our midfield. And I think she's going to, you know, she'll be up there again this year in the league for top midfielders.
Yeah. You're off to Tasmania this weekend to take on one of the leading teams, the Kangaroos, who were... Yeah, they were beaten by the Melbourne Demons last week, and this will be a tough game because they were one of the teams that most people thought were going to fight out for the championship, but you'd be expecting a response from that group.
Yeah, they are a really solid team. You know, we found that out last year when we played them, again, in horrendous conditions, but they're quite even across the board. They've got a really strong midfield. So, yeah, we're going to be up for the challenge. I think it's going to be, you know, a great competitive game, and yeah, I'd expect that they'll be coming out firing. But, you know, for us, again, we've never won in round two, so hopefully we'll tick that one off the box again this year.
What about the difference of where it's the standard is now compared to your earlier days in the Victorians Women's Football League?
Yeah, it's really picked up. Like they say, every season it does. Like it all comes from those young girls coming through. They're just so talented and so skillful straight away. So, you know, the more that they keep coming through the system, that you can actually see the skill, you know, on show. But as well, just having a little bit more time. We've got a little bit more time over pre-season this year. Like, I know for us, we've really stripped it back to basic fundamentals. And I think even for us, you can see the difference between last year and this year as an example. But across the board, like Carlton on the other night, I was really impressed with their ball movement. So I think every year you're actually seeing improvements on the previous season, which is fantastic.
We had the reports in the press earlier in the week about the suggestion that we need a name change. It can't be sort of called AFLW. It needs, or maybe the AFL men's needs to be called AFLM. What's your opinion and take on all that? Do you believe there needs to be a separation, or does AFLW sort of mean, and is it enough?
Yeah, no, I don't have too much of an opinion on this one, other than I don't mind it as it stands now. I think it was made AFLW for a reason, and to me, that, you know, it's identifiable as AFLW. I don't think we need to make it AFL men's. I think it's AFL's been around for a long time. So, yeah, I'm not really a big subscriber to needing to have a name change. But, yeah, I think AFLW in its own right, I think people know what that is. Mm.
Tanya, I just think it's great to see the rise of women's sport in general, given the women the opportunity to play sports that they probably weren't allowed to play or able to play a decade or so ago.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right. Like, even myself, I'm one of the older players. Growing up as a kid, I absolutely loved football, but I could never play. There was no pathways for me, so I played netball for as long as, you know, my childhood. So to be able to have something now where young kids can play, you know, as young as under 10s, and you do see that often now in the streets. Like, I remember growing up, I'd be in a cafe and there'd be, people would think it was amazing that you played, you know, football, but now everyone's daughters are playing every Saturday, and that's just fantastic. And you can see the change that AFLW's brought in that aspect, which is, it's just awesome to see.
All right, well, you take on North Melbourne this weekend, and they were one of the competition favourites to start, so it's going to be a tough match, but I reckon you guys are up to it and you're flying the flag. Pretty proud for us here in New South Wales.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We're definitely up for the challenge. Hopefully we can come back with another win.